The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So, I've heard that the schedule tonight is that we'll sit for a bit. And while we sit, I think I'll offer some instructions, some reminders for some of you, but I'll also be offering a little bit of the flavor. Hey, Virginia. A little bit of the flavor of how Sayadaw Utejaniya teaches. It's a little different. And so you can hear it, you can try it, then we can talk about it later. So we'll sit for a bit, and then we'll talk a little bit about putting this practice into context of the practice that you're already doing, and then take questions. What do you need? More volume. What do I have to do? Hey. Okay. Even I can hear myself now. Okay. Wow. So. I'm really happy to have Alexis here. When I first went to Sayadaw Utejaniya's monastery in Burma back in, I don't quite remember, 2004 or 5 or somewhere there. Alexis had been there for a couple of years as a monk, and we spent some time together then, and we've been spending a lot more time together since then, and during his training over the last 4 years, we've really had an enjoyable relationship in sharing the teaching role and learning how to present an alternative teaching, or I should say a complementary teaching, when we're so grounded in another way. So let's sit. Now, you know, as soon as I said let's sit, I noticed that many of you just suddenly changed your posture, closed your eyes, did something inside which made it seem like you weren't being aware before I said, let's sit. So that's the whole teaching of Utejaniya, is whatever you're doing, recognize the awareness. It's not the awareness practice is not about a posture or whether your eyes are open or closed. It's recognizing that awareness is happening. We can close our eyes, and we can sit up straight, and we can put our hands in a certain way, and we can da-da-da. But, you know, even as you're sitting here, some of you have your eyes open looking at me. Are you aware that you're seeing? And all of you, are you aware that you're hearing? Are you aware that you can feel the air moving in the room due to the circular fan overhead? If you can recognize these experiences, that you are knowing these experiences, that is awareness. So as you're seeing, know that you're seeing. As you're hearing, know that you're hearing. As you feel the wind, the air move on your skin, know that you're feeling sensations. Recognize the sights, the sounds, the sensations, and the awareness of them. And if you wish to close your eyes, that's okay. Let your attention float throughout the body. You don't need to hold your posture in any particular way. Just whatever you feel within the body, know that there is an awareness of sensations. The sensations are the object. The awareness is what we're cultivating. Many of you will have practiced with Mark, and you will know that sometimes we use a primary object like the breath, maybe at the nostrils or the belly, and that can be a primary object for your attention. As you breathe in, you feel the sensations, but know that you're breathing in. As you breathe out, you can feel those sensations and know that you're breathing out. It's not just feeling the sensations. It's knowing that you're breathing in and out. You might also recognize that you're hearing the ambient sound of the room. We don't need to focus on the sound. We can just be relaxed in our posture and recognize that hearing is happening. This is awareness. And as we sit here, we can recognize that all of the sense doors are being activated in some degree. Certainly seeing if your eyes are open, hearing the ambient sound and the sound of my voice, sensations on the skin, the mental activity of thinking, commenting, noticing. Don't try too hard, but don't just do nothing. If you notice any tension in the body, just let your body relax. Let your body be comfortable, at ease. Ungrip your hands. Unclench the jaw. Relax the shoulders. Settle down onto the sitting bones even more. Now I'm going to ask you to relax your mind. Let go of any agenda. Let go of any techniquing. Let go of noticing, noting, labeling, counting, anything that you're doing as an activity of making mindfulness happen. Just let that go. Just sit. Be the sitting posture. when I'm narrating the practice to you, it's easy to follow. The challenge is remembering to recognize the present moment's experience. What we're cultivating with awareness is the remembering. Remember, acknowledge this moment. Whatever you feel in the body is the object, knowing that your feeling is the awareness. Recognize this awareness. How do you know that you've been thinking? It's because of awareness. Don't make thinking the problem. Just recognize the awareness of thinking. if there's any sense of struggle in your meditation, just stop struggling. Notice what's going on.